USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Ethics Committee is opening a bipartisan investigation into Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. He's being accused of sexual misconduct, illicit drug use, and whether Gaetz shared inappropriate images or videos on the House floor. The Florida Republican is also being investigated by the Justice Department over allegations he had sex with a 17-year-old girl and paid for her travel out of state. If so, he would be breaking sex trafficking laws. Gaetz denies any wrongdoing, and he refuses calls to resign. A prayer vigil held in Bryan, Texas, after the deadly shooting at a warehouse on Thursday. The suspect has been identified as 27-year-old Larry Bolin. He's an employee at Kentmore Cabinets, where the shooting happened. Police say the suspect has been charged with murder and 5 counts of assault with a deadly weapon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The White House is talking about some changes that might be coming to the high court. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
President Biden on Friday ordered the creation of a commission to study possible reforms of the Supreme Court, including whether to expand the number of justices or setting term limits for justices. As far as who will be on this bipartisan commission, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says...
And the makeup of this commission, which was vital for the president, there are progressives on the court, there are conservatives on the court, people will present different opinions and different points of view, and then they'll have a report at the end of 180 days.
The panel will be led by Bob Bauer, who served as White House counsel for former President Barack Obama and is also a fan of term limits for Supreme Court justices. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The commission will have a report for Biden in about 6 months. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The coronavirus variant is now more predominant in the U.S. because it's more contagious. USA Radio's Lance Pry reports.
The more contagious British B.1.1.7 strain of the COVID-19 is now the most popular strain in the United States, with most cases concentrated in Michigan and the New York City region. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A volcano on the southeastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent erupted twice just hours after displaying increased seismic activity and prompting a mass evacuation of residents and visitors. The National Emergency Management Organization, or NEMO, tweeted that the volcano erupted just 4 days shy of the 42nd anniversary of its 1979 explosion. The second eruption was much smaller than the first. The Prime Minister issued an evacuation in the red zone of the volcano La Souviere. NEMO said the evacuation efforts are continuing. Cruise lines are sending ships to the island to help in the evacuation. The husband of Her Majesty the Queen, Prince Philip, has passed away. He was 99. The Duke of Edinburgh died after spending weeks in London hospitals and undergoing an unspecified heart procedure on March 4th for a pre-existing condition. In a statement, Buckingham Palace said, "It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen announces the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness, Prince Philip." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.